First of all, Hal, tell me your name and where you're from.
My name is Hal Swaney. I live in Platte City, Missouri.
And a little bit about what you do for a living.
We have what we consider a very diversified family farm. We raise corn and soybeans, we have cattle, and we also produce burley tobacco.
Great. Well, here at this session at NAMA Boot Camp, do you have some sort of message in mind of what you might deliver, or are you just going to wait for questions?
I'm going to wait for questions because they called and asked if I would come and sit on the panel, and they said people were going to ask me questions, so I thought, well, then I'll develop the answer when I know what the question is.
Well, one of the things I know is always of interest is, especially for these marketing and communications folks, is where you get information from and how that might work into buying decisions for products and services. So with that kind of overall topic, what would you say are some of your primary sources of information from an ag standpoint?
Basically, I'm very local community minded. I buy all my products locally. I buy them consistently from the same individuals, from the same dealers. So almost 100% of my is personal contact. I'm a graduate of the University of Missouri and been on the Ag Alumni Advisory Board and been on Extension, and I'm a big supporter of the University Extension System and support all the research that they do, and I do evaluate that, but almost all of my shopping and consequently information comes locally. Now, a little bit of tobacco, obviously, I have to go outside of the state of Missouri to get additional information, and I do rely a great deal on the University of Kentucky, and because we are a burley producer. So, if I'm going to buy a new tractor, I'm going to walk in the local dealership where I've always bought my tractor and say, I need a new tractor, and they'll tell me why I want this one or that one, and the whole reason I'm there is to buy a new tractor. That's all. That's the whole issue.
How about when it comes to media? Do you look to, radio choices being radio, television, newspaper, farm publications, or the internet for that matter?
Well, I don't use the internet whatsoever. I read the morning paper. Depending on how early I have to get there before the help, but I get through a great deal of the local paper, which has very little agricultural information in it. It's more about world news and local Kansas City, the Kansas City Star events, and so that really is not an informational base for agriculture, for the farm operation. That's just from my own general knowledge. Publications, I get plenty of farm magazines, and I read them on a as I need basis, I guess. I don't read them all. I get behind in my work, and direct mails and those kind of things very seldom ever look at.
How about as far as I'm assuming you carry a mobile phone?
Yes, sir.
Does that any way that you get information through there?
I do get a marketing update, not daily. I mean, they only call if it's markets fell clear out of bed or it's gone way high. So it's not, it's, you know, if I hear from them, let's say a dozen times a year, maybe. And so it's, I sell all my grain at a terminal elevator in Kansas City, and I have for years. And they know when I there was a problem with contracting this year, when prices got high, I called them. I said, are you guys still taking contracts? We will with you. Because they knew that if I said I'm going to bring corn in at $2 and it went to $12, I'm still going to bring it in at $2. And so, I mean, there is that to me is worth a great deal.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for being a part of our session here today. Really appreciate it, Hal. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.